Come and see.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is one of those days, it happens once a year only. If you're following the Mass in your Missal, why, you'd reset your Missal from the end of the feast days of the saints, that's called the sanctoral cycle, to the very beginning again, because today we start over again. Sunday is the first day of the new year in the church's liturgy or her worship. And so we turn back and we have today the Vigil of St. Andrew. Vigil is a day for getting ready, and we're getting ready for the great feast day of St. Andrew. He was the first one to be called, and he's called the Apostle of the Cross. And it's a lovely gospel that we have today. Today, really, in the Mass, we're thinking of an old man and some young men. The old man we commemorate. His name is St. Saturninus. He was a Christian, and towards the end of the persecutions, when he was a very old man, he was tortured, some say, and then, in any case, he was put to work on a building project in Rome, and he had to haul sand for cement. Only he was very old, and of course, it was a very hard work. But he encouraged everybody else by his patience and his calmness and his prayers, and he even made a number of converts to the faith just by the good example that he gave. Then we have some young men in today's gospel. It's a good day to have a missal with you because it's a very interesting gospel, the gospel of the Vigil of St. Andrew from St. John's first chapter, and we only get it once a year. And it tells about how young men are enthusiastic, as you would be, as you are, to know, what does our Lord want me to do? What would be my vocation in life? Where should I be going? And most of all, to find the truth and to follow Christ. So as the gospel opens, St. John has his followers, and one of them is St. Andrew, and all of a sudden he's preaching, and he stops, and he points, and he says, look, there's the Lamb of God. Lamb of God, what does that mean? Well, there's a Lamb of God on the altar, and that's a symbol, isn't it? The Lamb is innocent, pure, and white, and it will be offered up in sacrifice. St. John will tell us how our Lord died on the cross at the same hour that the Passover lambs were being offered over across the way in the temple at Jerusalem. So look, there's the pure sacrifice of God. Well, that gets the young men's attention. And so, after our Lord leaves and things quiet down, they follow him. St. Andrew does and one other. And they don't know exactly why, but they just want to be with our Lord. So they're following him, and our Lord stops, and he turns around, and he says, well, what would you like? What are you after? And they don't know what to say. And so St. Andrew sort of blurts out, and he says, well, first thing that came to his mind, Lord, where do you live? And so our Lord just smiles at them and he says, well, come and see. And that, children, is the promise he gives to all of you. You can come and see. You can come and see the Lamb, our Lord, right here in the tabernacle. Because of the blessing that these apostles received, that's your blessing too. And so, for example, they spent the day. St. John is always very careful about giving times, and he says, well, the day lasted till about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and what a blessed, happy day that was. Think of it, children. 4 o'clock, that's about the time that you get home from spending a day in school. Is it a blessed or a happy day? If you spend it with Jesus, it certainly will be. Then what happens next? Well, they found our Lord, and they're excited about it, and they want to get others to come and to be their disciples. So Andrew goes after his brother Peter. His name was Simon back then, and he was a fisherman like Andrew, and he brings him to Christ. And right away, our Lord gives him a new name, just as religious get a new name when they receive their holy habit. And our Lord says to him, well, you're going to be Rock from now on, because that's what Peter means. He wasn't too much of a rock at the beginning, except maybe he was a bit of a rockhead. He didn't have too much up here some days. But never mind, God's grace is going to change him, and one day he'll be the rock on which our Lord builds his church. You'll see if you stay with our Lord through the whole of this new coming church year. Then, after that, our Lord goes into Galilee, and he goes looking for somebody, and he finds Philip, and he just says to Philip, "Follow me," and that's all. Well, Philip, he goes to see his good friend who is living in Cana of Galilee, and he is named Nathanael. He's also St. Bartholomew. He'll be an apostle too. And he says, very excitedly, Philip does, "We've found the Messiah." And Philip is all full of devotion and joy, but Nathanael is not quite sure. When he hears that he's from another city in nearby in Nazareth, called Nazareth, he is like some young people. You know, you might be very proud of your team, your sports team, or your country, or the town you come from, and you might sort of make fun of others who come from a different place. And so that's what he did. Even though he's a good man, he still had a little bit of polishing. You see, that's the case with all of these apostles in our story today. Never mind, our Lord's grace is going to be with them. And so he is told, too, just to come along and to see. But he's got another question. He says, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?" And our Lord sees him coming to him, because Philip brings him to Christ, and he says to him, "Well, now that's a real Israelite. There's no double dealing in him. Behold the true Israelite, in whom there is no guile." And Nathanael's all surprised, and he said, "Well, how did you know me?" And he said, "Well, before, when you were sitting under the fig tree, I knew you." Under the fig tree is a way for the Hebrews to say when somebody was reading quietly and studying God's law. Just as when you do your homework or when you say your prayers, you have to do it in sort of a quiet way. The Jews used to call that being under the fig. Oh, he's under the fig tree, meaning he's saying his prayers or he's doing his homework or he's reading a good book right now. And he is so amazed, he cries out to our Lord, and he tells our Lord who he is, and he says, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, and the Son of God, the King of Israel." And our Lord answers him, "Well, you say that about me, that's the truth, but just because I said that I saw you under the fig tree, I'll tell you what, my friend, you stay with me, you're going to see even greater and better things than that. You're going to see the heavens opened and angels going up and coming down on the Son of Man, on our Lord." And that's how the gospel ends. It's a story about how these young men come to Jesus. They come with their faults. Sometimes they don't know what they should say or how they should say it, but never mind. They want to be with our Lord. Children, this is the middle of your day with Jesus. Make it to be a blessed and a happy one. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.